8:31, it is the Morning Conversation News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. State Representative Virgil Osborne in a whirlwind of travel and a trip to the southern border on Monday, down there for a couple, 3 days. What was that like to be down in Yuma, Arizona, and see all that firsthand?
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me, first off. And it was a very incredible learning experience. And I have to say that now having seen with my own two eyes some of the stuff that's happening on the border, it's worse than what the news would ever tell you.
Now, I know that this was organized by some kind of Republican group, if I understand correctly, and there were quite a few people down there.
There were 31 of us all in. There were some Republican candidates that went down. There were some Republican senators and state reps, and a lot of our chiefs of staffs also went with us as well. It was a fairly good sized group. We took a bus tour of the border. As a matter of fact, it was that big.
And just what did you see while you were watching?
So probably the most profound statement of the day, we met with an organization called Border Security Alliance, and the most profound statement of the day and what they started off with was, the United States does not control the border. The border is controlled by cartels. And there's three cartels that are very active in the Yuma area, and it was pretty obvious that that's what's going on. And sadly, our federal administration does not want to take control, or will not allow our border control to take control, and that's why we have such an immigration issue on the border.
So did you see people coming in firsthand?
So when we were there, it was the middle of the day, and usually because it's so hot, I mean, it gets to be 110, 120 degrees, believe it or not, on the border. So the activity happens at night. Generally, the majority of the crossings are between 10 o'clock at night and 2 o'clock in the morning. And so we didn't see people coming across at the time, but they took us to the areas where they process about 2,000 people a day coming across the border.
And what was that like?
It was profound. I had no idea that there has been, in the last monitored period, which is about the last year, 115 different countries of origin from the people that are coming across the border. And the vast majority of the immigrants are not Mexican nationals. They are coming from overseas, Europe, China, a lot. In fact, I think China had the majority of the crossings.
Now, does that concern you at all?
It does. There's been 11 million known crossings in the last year, and they figure if you add in what they don't catch, it's closer to 15 million. That's really concerning because we could be, you know, lining ourselves up for another terrorist attack. There could be terrorist cells. There are a lot, and the average age coming across the border is 18 to 25-year-old men. So I don't really think it's a good thing.
Well, and I know some folks have expressed concern, particularly on what might be going on from the Chinese government that might be sending a number of those folks here.
Yeah, you know, and it's a tough question to answer. And sadly, when you're arrested at the border for illegal crossing, you're only held for 72 hours maximum. And if you don't have a record, then you're released. If you claim asylum, then you go in line to have your asylum hearing. Now, in the Donald Trump era, you were sent back to the country of origin, but not anymore. You get to stay in country. And the first hearings, if you were, say, arrested today, you would get your summons for 2040. So that's how many years out you would be before you would actually have a hearing to see whether or not you're going to be granted asylum.
With the organization you were there with, what were their thoughts about what should be done?
Well, I think, we were there with an organization called Border Security Alliance. It's an NGO, and I think the biggest thing that they could tell you is if we would just have our federal government for one, finish the wall. We actually visited right where the end of the Trump wall, you know, right at the end of it. That's where the crossings are happening in Yuma. They would like to see the wall finished. They would like to see the cameras turned on. There's multiple cameras that run up and down the border that are infrared cameras. They can see people crossing at night and during the day. When the Biden administration took charge, they made the cameras, they turned them off, and they're not on now. So every bit of the traffic that comes across the border is either monitored by visually, of course we had a helicopter with us as well, or they have to catch them in the action.
Now you were, I don't know if this was two separate trips, but you mentioned being in Denmark as well.
Yeah, so the Denmark trip was a scholarship that we got from Northwest Natural, and that was basically a study of decarbonization of the grid, and it was also a very interesting trip. It's been a whirlwind. Last couple of weeks I've been gone, but that trip we studied how Denmark has been able to decarbonize their grid basically, and with wind power, solar power, hydrogen power. And also biomass, biogas. So that was very interesting. And I learned a heck of a lot over there, too. Some of it fits here, some of it doesn't.
And was that also a large group of lawmakers? Or?
That was lawmakers from all over the place. There were Republicans, Democrats. There were different states represented. And I believe there was even one or two from Canada as well. And Washington had several. We had, I think there were four of us that went from with our chiefs of staff to from Oregon.
So a lot going on. What's ahead on your schedule now?
So as you know, we're in the middle of campaign season right now. We've got a lot of work to do on that. But right now, I think we're kind of lining up. And part of the reason for this border tour was to actually come back with facts and try to create a case for making Oregon a non-sanctuary state. Oregon and some of the cities in Oregon are on their list. These people, when they cross the border, have Portland and a few other cities on their list of places where they're destinations, and that's where the cartel sends them, and drugs are a big part of that.
Now, the sanctuary state status, did that come from the legislature?
Yeah, it did, and it's going to be a really tough one to undo. But I also think that I personally think that all the legislators should probably go visit the border and see what we saw. They might have second thoughts on that.
All right, and of course, you mentioned the campaign season. Do you see for the Republicans, what's the potential? Now, of course, we're looking at the primary right now, but once we get through the general, do you see the House picking up some seats?
You know, there's a couple close races I see shaping up, and we have a lot of hope that we'll pick up maybe two seats. It would be nice to pick up three. It would be even better to pick up enough to get to the 31 majority, but I'm not super optimistic on that. A lot of it's going to depend on the presidential race as well.
And what about the Senate?
The Senate is another story. So we lost a lot. We lost some of our senators when they walked out. They can't run again. I think that the red districts will remain red. We will have some good senators that are replacing them. I hope to break even there. I hope we don't lose a seat.
And do you see any shift overall in the state in terms of, is either party gaining at all?
I think that I'm going to just say the conservative folks, the Republicans, and even some of the Democrats that are not so maybe extreme left, are starting to see, they're starting to get tired of what's going on in the state. I mean, we were able to pass 4002 this last term, which actually is going to help with our drug crimes. But, you see what's going on in Portland today with the students, occupying the library. And there's just a lot of chaos going on in the state. And I think people are getting fed up with it. So hopefully we see some change toward a little bit more law and order.
All right. State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 on the Morning Report.